Did you see that video today of the guy getting chased down by the cops in Tyler? And he got tased on the run.
No.
His face got skid across the ground.
Ooh.
Face skid.
Face skid. Like, he's running full sprint. Gets tased from about 15 feet away. And he goes completely horizontal right when he gets tased. Nothing touches the ground first. Or nothing. The first thing that touches the ground is his face. Everything else up in the air. All the weight on the face. Skids. Slides into the side of a truck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
In Tyler, Texas?
Yeah.
Right up the road.
Wild. Intruders the other night. Did I tell you guys about that?
For real?
Hope and Hayden had to stay over at our house because...
Wait, they stayed the night?
They stayed the night.
That's hilarious. How? Yeah. Where did they sleep?
In the living room on an air mattress.
Oh.
Well, one of them was on the air mattress and somebody slept on the couch. Well,
Why didn't you just go over to their house?
Because Hannah just got home and I want to sleep in my own bed.
That's true.
And that's a much bigger house to have to protect and cover, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
And I was like, also, I just want to stay home.
Also, if they go in the one door, them, not you.
Yeah, that's true.
Easy there.
What?
Nobody's anybody. If anybody's anybody, I'm the intruder.
Oh, I thought this was a reality podcast.
Yeah.
It was just, I thought I could state the obvious on this show.
Yeah, that I would attack the intruder. But Hannah gets home, and then... I bring her stuff inside, and then there's a knock on the door. It's like, okay, walk over to the door.
Okay, someone's knocking on the door.
Walking over, and it's Hayden. I'm like, oh, she probably just wants to see Hannah. And she's like standing up against the door, like back to the door, like looking out. I like peek the blinds open, and then I open it up. I say, hey, what's up? She's like, so your mom called me. And said the neighbors called her and that the cops are chasing somebody who was in a chase or a stolen vehicle, stopped or wrecks the car, gets out and runs out and runs away. And the cops are looking for him and they're right down the street. So we're like, okay, you can hang out here. Turns out our neighbors, Brett and Lauren, had tried to call Hope or Hayden or Hannah, but didn't have their numbers. And she has my mom's number because they go to church here. So she called my mom, and my mom called Hayden to let her know. Apparently, she tried to call us, but my phone didn't ring. Jeez. Hannah's phone did. Hannah did have a missed call.
Oh,
didn't care.
Hayden comes over, and after a while, or Hayden stays there. I go over to the Booker's house and I clear it. You know, take my gun with me, take a flashlight. It's dark out at this time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
I do that sometimes in my own house. Even when I know there's no intruders.
It was dark outside. And at this point, I got more of the full story of this guy was stole this car and the cops were after him. And they have dogs, canines are out there looking for him. Still haven't found him. And I'm like, okay, maybe he's down Rue Huffman or whatever. I don't even know what the second street is.
Oh, you just gave it away, Gavin. No,
that's not even my street.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but, good job.
Yeah, nice, Gavin.
But the cops were a decent ways away. But then I go outside and I'm like, okay, I'll go check the house.
Pervert, right in front of me. He was standing there.
And the cops were in the neighbor's yard with their dogs. I can see them with their lights. I don't even know what you just said.
Oh, the pervert was actually you looking in a mirror back at yourself.
Oh, my gosh. No, it wasn't. But I go over to the Booger's house. I see the cops in the neighbor's yard I can hear the dogs and I see them all they have their lights out there looking for this dude. I'm kind of a little bit freaked out now.
Right, I think you're the dude.
Well, then I have my ID on me, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Always so I keep go, that on you.
Dogs don't check for ID.
No, they don't.
Anthony's truck's unlocked, so I lock it up. I go inside and I lock all the doors inside the house.
Yeah.
If they're in here, they're stuck in here with
me. Just me and you!
And... They always leave all their or when the girls are home, for whatever reason they like to leave their keys in their cars.
And yeah, unlocked. That is just.
And so, I'm like, Hayden, what if he just ran down here? Like, you would assume that too at a country in like a out in the country. Like, sometimes people will just leave their cars unlocked.
Everything's unlocked in the country. So if I'm a car thief, I'm going out to the country.
Yeah, also, that's not really in the country. It's not like they don't have neighbors. Like, I know. Right next to them.
But they're
like
in the girls just do that. The girls do it, and they're terrible about it.
Guys, go get them if you're listening.
Yeah, go get the girls. Their cars, and then call us up. And let us know it's a prank.
We should steal their cars sometime.
Oh, I've already told
them. Just so that they learn.
I told them. I said if their cars are ever missing,
I think we've been talking about this for years.
Because we took it, Parker. We've only lived here.
No, like even back in Oregon.
Oh, that's different though.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was in Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh. I forget sometimes.
Also, I don't remember talking about it there. Well, I think we did, but we were worried
after
that.
After they pranked us with the Valentine's stuff.
Then the cops would actually get involved. Because
cops schmops.
All this stuff. Yeah, they're just a bunch of schmops anyways.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them. And so I go in the house. I check everywhere. It's clear. It's fine. So I locked the door on my way out. They go back. And Tina and Anthony are on a cruise right now.
Hard to reach. Cruise.
And so we call them. They don't answer. We text them like, hey, can you take a phone call? So 8 o'clock, 8:30, they answer. And we talk to them and tell them the situation. And they're like, it would probably be, especially if the cops haven't found them. And we tried to call the neighbors if they heard anything. They didn't answer. I don't know if they were asleep or something.
Dead probably.
At this time.
And so a criminal broke in and destroyed all their phones.
Yeah, they're gone. So it was like, okay, either they would feel comfortable if the girls either they said, like, you guys can stay at our house if you want. But I was like, I'm not staying there. I'm staying in my house tonight.
Yeah, dude.
So it's like,
yeah,
that, or if the girls want to like see if they can just stay at the Smiths and stay with Grace. And I was like, yeah, I'll tell them. And they didn't really want to
drive through the neighborhood where the manhunt is going on.
And get attacked and get their car stolen. He
chases them to carjacked.
They're just driving away. He's in a dead sprint after them.
And runs like, out the front door that they have surrounded.
Try and catch us. Car dies. Shoot.
Oh, no.
It would be no good for him, though.
Dragon.
Dragon comes in out of nowhere. Fire breath on all of them.
Yeah, burned up. Cars but yeah, they ended up just... staying at our house on the air mattress. Dang,
that's crazy.
So
that was Hannah's first night back.
Yeah,
it's fun. A little sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I haven't had a sleepover at your house.
Yeah, no, you guys. I told you guys. We talked about it on the podcast.
That
I
was
said
not
you guys
a real invitation, Gavin.
Could stay the night, and this is your last chance
tonight.
No.
Okay. You know what?
Okay. Then I'm tonight. Not.
I said
it's your last chance before you go to Florida.
Because Hannah's gonna be gone. I said, this is the last night Hannah's gone. You guys can stay the night if you want.
Florida changes people. That's you been true. There?
I might not even want to spend the night at your house when I get back.
Yeah. Dude, Florida's fun.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be a fun place.
Really I want to do a little swamp tour where you take the boat.
A little fan
swamp.
Boat? Yeah.
In Florida?
It's fun.
What?
What are you talking
about? Yeah, I guess we did.
No, in Connecticut.
In the swampy state, the one that everyone knows has gators and swamps and stuff.
I think we maybe saw one alligator.
We did a fan boat.
Yeah.
We saw mostly cows.
Yeah, there was a lot of cows.
It was a fan boat.
They call them swamp burgers.
They call them cows.
They call them cows down there.
It's they really call them funny. Swamp burgers because...
Swamp burgers?
They just get eaten up by the crocs.
Yeah, no,
they
not don't, a good dude. Place.
The guy was like, the gators don't even bother the cows.
And that's why they call them swamp burgers.
Because cows are burgers and they're living in the swamp. What do you mean? Why are they swamp burgers?
I thought it was because how the alligators like to eat them. Alligators no. Am I just... spewing nonsense
and then we
about
call,
cow burgers.
Yeah, the cows in regular land, pasture burgers.
Pasture burgers. Pasture ham.
No.
Yeah.
That's pigs.
Why is ham so popular?
What is, I don't know.
Also, how do you get that big of a piece of ham?
What?
A piece of ham?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that big one. That's probably like a leg or it's something, a leg, right?
That's insane.
You see
it's
the bone
so
coming
massive.
Out of it? The cartoon ham that we're... Oh, it's got a big handle
from
on it.
Tom it looks Jerry. So delicious. Yeah. And they're like, they eat it in about 3 bites.
Yo!
They always eat it. His tail gets stepped on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for, yeah, they make yelling. They yell or make noises like that, but they don't talk.
Yeah.
It's true.
So interesting.
They can make
so would yelling be talking?
No. You're not really forming a word. It's just kind of like a.
Yeah! Yeah.
That's Mike Wazowski.
Smashes his fingers.
Yeah!
Parker and I were doing that today, trying to see if we could match the pitch perfectly.
I don't know if I was doing it as much as I was encouraging you to keep going.
Oh, I thought you were doing it a lot.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What were you trying to do?
Yeah!
Yeah, baby.
Actually, it works pretty good.
This room is pretty good for the echo because it's like a big hall.
I'm not going to yell directly into the mic.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You've already done that like 5 times.
I didn't do it that loud, though.
Go.
Oh, Gavin.
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh.
That's too loud.
Yeah!
Dude, my voice cannot
What's
do it.
What's that for, dude?
This is my favorite podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's trying to harmonize with the echoes before they go away.
Just like that.
I can get pretty loud, like project my voice pretty well, but they sounds really mean. So there's some people that can just make their voice really loud, but it's not mean. It's
like,
hey guys, bring it in. If I were to yell, it'd be like, hey guys, bring it in.
Yeah.
I just like that.
You say it's a slur or something.
Yeah.
He can't help himself.
He can't.
When, he's, yeah, when he's talking loud. He's
all like, right, bring it in, guys. That's what it would sound like.
Yeah. Who are we bringing in? In this scenario that you've crafted.
5 football teams.
The listeners.
Yeah.
Pickleball champions.
You hear they're making new AI?
Yes, finally. I've been waiting.
They call it Figure. Figure AI. It's a startup.
Oh, no.
Is it going to have a body?
Yeah, it has a figure.
Oh.
It's like humanoid robots.
Nice.
They say it's to like do like jobs that no one wants.
Oh, great.
Humanoids do it.
So it's not to do jobs that no one wants.
It's every job.
What do you say?
It's to do wants.
Yeah. That is what it's going to be used for. But it's funded by Jeff Bezos.
Of course it is.
Meta is helping, is an investor.
They're so good.
Oh my gosh. Dude, Zuck. The Zuckster.
Yeah.
Freaks me.
That's actually what they're naming the
Zuckster.
That's what they're naming.
They're like, he's like humanoid. Finally, more of my kind.
Maybe he was the first one.
And it worked out pretty good.
He made a whole company.
Too good. But he is so smart. He's like, I don't want more of these.
Where'd you hear about this thing?
Instagram. Just
the internet? Oh, Instagram.
No, I follow this this Instagram page called Ride the News.
Ride the News.
And they just give you, every week, they'll give like a rundown of everything that's happening in the news that week.
Wow.
And so that was one of them, was humanoid AI.
I follow Real News, No BS.
That's
follow so much. I'll follow Fake News, Some BS.
This one doesn't really
give you... No
real
news, lots of BS.
Give you political sides, or like, this is what they're siding with.
Impossible.
They just tell you what's going on.
Literally impossible. No,
really. I feel like
It's more right now about... it's a lot of presidential stuff. It talked about how... This is today. You maybe heard about this $60 billion or... Oh my gosh, it might be $600.
You're talking about my bank account? I have heard of that.
$60 billion that they want to give to Ukraine. For all this crap, but that bill is stuck in Congress right now, and so there's this other thing that
Biden just gets stuck in there. What are they doing?
They're lobbying.
Either read it or don't read it.
Yeah,
either pass it or don't.
What's they're lobby? They're not lobbying.
They're just kind of filibuster.
It's a filibuster.
There's no way someone's filibustering it.
I don't know if somebody's filibustering it, but it's just dead. It's kind of stopped right now, and. So Joe Biden wants to take $200 million that is money that goes to our military, and he wants to take that $200 million and give it to Ukraine for ammunition. For ammunition and stuff.
Gosh, why are they doing that? Make me pay less taxes.
Give
instead of doing
our
that.
Money away.
Yeah. How cool
to
would
other
be
countries.
To be a filibusterer?
How cool would it be
you're
to be a
president?
You're
standing up there. You're just talking, and then you can just stop anything from happening just by yapping for as long as you want.
Yeah, dude.
As long as your body will allow.
Gavin would be so good at filibustering.
I would be very good at filibustering.
How long do you think you could filibuster?
Days.
We do it for an hour every single week.
That's true.
Days. We do it for days.
You can't sit down, I think, is like one of the rules.
Yeah.
You can't sit down. You can't stop. If you like stop, then you're
fine. The only issue with that is, I don't think you can lean on the podium either. Can you?
Can't drink any lean. The
look
entire
it up.
Time.
Filibuster look it up. Rules.
But I think what would happen is I would fall asleep just standing up because I'd become so tired. You know, I can sleep anywhere, so I would just fall asleep and fall down. That would be the end of there. Me.
Filibuster.
Filibuster.
A majority of 3/5 of Senate duly chosen and sworn is required for most questions. A 2/3 majority of Senate. That's not a filibuster.
No, it's not.
Is to vote. What is Rule 22 filibuster? What is that?
This is USSenate.gov, so it's got to be real.
Unlimited debate has allowed for the use of the filibuster, a loosely defined term for action designed to prolong debate and delay or prevent a vote on a bill, resolution, amendment, or other debatable question. Prior to 1917, the Senate rules did not provide a way to end debate and force a vote on a measure. That year, the Senate adopted a rule to allow a 2/3 majority to end a filibuster, a procedure known as cloture in 1975. The Senate reduced the number of votes required for cloture from 2/3 of Senate voting to 3/5 of all senators duly chosen and sworn, or 60 of the 100 members Senate.
Okay, so you can't just be like the one guy that ruins it for everyone.
Yeah, as long if you have 40 people.
If most people want it, it's just going to happen.
Parker, I sent you a reel.
Okay.
Oh, crap. Did I send it to you?
Oh, crap. To what?
I don't know if I sent it to you.
To Gaswood?
Shoot. To your personal or Gaswood?
I don't think so.
Dang it. Basically, let me... I can't even describe
it. Just describe it. That's actually more fun.
Should I describe it for you guys?
Maybe.
So imagine you're a DIY. You're watching an Instagram reel, and this person's a DIYer, okay?
Yes.
They just bought a house, and they want to refurbish it, make it kind of cottagey, 70s-esque, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They take this already really ugly fireplace, okay? It looks like a pear. It's kind of pear-shaped.
Wow.
Okay, not just a standard rectangular, straight floor-to-ceiling brick fireplace, but it's a pear. And it's, instead of brick, it's stone. So all offset, there's grout, you know, it already doesn't, not my favorite style. Some people like it. And they're like, oh, let's make this better. But they really make it so much worse. They take grout and fill in the already made grout lines and kind of cover, take a grout line that's about 1 inch wide and they make it about 6 inches wide and cover the stone. It's so hard to put into words how ugly it looks, but it's terrible.
Hmm.
It's disgusting. And then they talked, this is what really caught me off guard, is they talked about how after we finished our fireplace, our ceiling was begging for a faux beam. I was like, what? Really? I showed this to Hannah last night. I was like, watch this and tell me, what do you think about this? She's like, what? Begging? The ceiling was begging.
The ceiling was begging for a faux beam.
It was begging for a faux beam. It really just needed one. It just tied the room together.
Thirsting for a faux beam.
Yeah. And it looked terrible. It was made out of foam. And she talked about, it only took us about 10 minutes to put it up, which is so amazing because I am so afraid of heights. It's literally like not even 8 feet off the ground. Obviously, the ceiling was
just like a piece of styrofoam.
Yeah, that looks like a piece of wood.
That's incredible.
It's so ugly.
That is so ugly. It sounds like I don't even want to see the video. It's going to be so gross.
Oh, it is. It kind of looks like a turd on the ceiling.
Our ceiling was begging for a faux turd.
Our ceiling was begging for some turd.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do a draft segment?
Oh.
I got a new one.
Gavin has a giraffe for us.
Yeah.
And we're going to do one.
You guys ready for a giraffe? This one, caffeine.
Caffeine draft?
Yeah.
Caffeine giraffe.
You know what I haven't had in a really long time, guys?
What?
Red Bull. Yeah.
I haven't had it since we started doing
sugar. You can't stop thinking about
sugar.
It.
Really?
No, I just thought, no, I'm serious. Not even the sugar-free.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I don't crave it.
Really?
Yeah.
You just went cold? And you're like,
I went cold.
Cold turkey, dude? Are you kidding me?
Cold turk on the bowl?
Yeah.
You had withdrawals for a little bit?
Yeah. I was itching.
So
that
what's
night.
Your giraffe?
Red Bull.
Oh,
I said caffeine.
Oh, okay. So anything with caffeine in it?
Like your favorite caffeinated drink.
Okay,
is
my favorite
like caffeine. Coffee?
Got it.
Energy drink. You can't just say energy drinks.
That's I think one broad. Of the Three Wise Men questions was, can you guys draft drinks, which...
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Yeah, we'll do that one. A drinks draft.
Fine.
Do you want to do caffeinated or?
Whatever.
There's not
that
many caffeinated drinks. There's like 7. Monster, Red Bull, coffee, tea.
There's Monster. There's Monster Ultra. Monster Ultra.
There's Nas. There's Monster Sugar Free.
Bang.
What?
Bang.
Bang Energy. What? C4. Have you ever had C4?
Yeah, dude.
I've never had C4, Bang. Like anything that sounds explosive, I don't want it.
You've never had that?
No.
Oh my gosh, C4 or like messed an amp. Me up.
Those were always like the weird.
What do you mean it messed you up? What did it do?
All the time.
Not a history lesson. What did it do to you?
Fine, no.
What drink was it that did something to you?
The Skittles C4.
Oh my gosh.
Our driver
Bryce
from Harrisburg
loves those ghosts, which is crazy to me.
I
think we talked about it on
I found it one time. You know that the Sour Patch, Blue Sour Patch one I brought to us?
Yeah.
The most wicked tasting thing I've ever... I could not even imagine.
I think now I could handle a Sour Patch ghost, but back then I was not really indulging in energy drinks that much.
Yeah. It's so nasty. But I had a C4 coming home from church one time.
Ooh. So it's already
on a Wednesday
very
night.
Late.
It's already late. I got to work early the next morning.
What the? Why did you do that?
Why would you do that to yourself?
I do that all the time.
On the way home from church?
This guy, the other night when
it's
we were
going
to record.
It's not going to kick in for like 45 minutes. You're going to get home, shower, and then lay in bed, and all of a sudden you're going to like...
That's not how it works, though.
You're going to ascend into the ceiling.
It doesn't keep me awake. I fall asleep like that. Maybe that's the trick. I fall asleep faster than anybody.
You're such...
And
liar,
I sleep better
dude.
Than anybody.
It's all in your head.
What are you even saying to this? I sleep better than anybody? What
yeah,
are you
I don't have a bad night's sleep.
It's not a competition. You've never had a bad night's sleep?
No.
Liar,
I know I
dude.
Have.
Okay.
But
I had
once every couple years.
Sidebar. Do you guys like waking up in the middle of the night?
No.
No. What are you talking about?
Flip?
Do you guys like having donkey poop on your mouth?
What, dude?
You say donkey?
You guys like having baby poop, baby diapers?
Why
in the
baby
bed
poop?
With you?
Oh man, you guys don't like it at all.
No.
It, just once in the night when I wake up and I look at my clock and I see, oh, it's 4 a.m. I have
no,
so much
I'd like
more time
to
sleep
through the night and feel well rested when I wake up.
I don't feel any less rested, but I get this nice feeling of like, yes, I have so much more sleep to go.
You know what's interesting is while Hannah was gone, I did not go to bed before 11 o'clock. I usually stay up till midnight. Usually I'm in bed by 10 o'clock when Hannah's home. Because she's got to wake up early. And so I'm cool with going to bed. I don't got anything else to
Nothing
do.
Nothing else to do.
Unless I'm playing Red Dead with the boys.
Right.
And then we all get pretty tired around 10:30. We're like, going to bed, got to work in the morning. Usually it's Parker that says that. And he says it because he wants to talk to Mariah.
I don't lie about it. I don't say I'm going to bed.
You say, I'm tired. I got to work in the morning.
I never go to, that's never what I say.
Yeah, that's constantly what he says.
That is always what you say.
I've heard that
honest.
Thousands of
Parker,
times.
If I'm very honest
fine.
With you guys.
No, listen.
Getting off of Fortnite. Listen. Getting off of Red Dead. Getting off of Minecraft.
If you tell me next time, I'm tired. I'm gonna get off. I gotta work in the morning, and then you FaceTime Mariah. I will drive over to your house.
Yeah. I bet you
and
will.
I will give you a swift kick.
Yeah, dude.
To the feet.
No.
Yeah. So don't lie. Just say it. I'm gonna get off.
I'm
gonna get off.
I'm gonna get someone
Mariah.
To cast a spell on you.
Yeah.
You'll meet someone like that in Florida.
Yeah, there will.
Trust me.
There's spellcasters there.
In Florida?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out.
It's scary. I'd watch Seinfeld. I reverted to my old ways. I'd watch a TV show before I go to bed on Netflix, just on my phone or on my laptop. I'd just sit there and watch a couple episodes.
Mm.
Seinfeld this time.
Phone is a
the
bummer.
Office.
I don't like showing my phone.
Yeah, me either.
Really?
I like it on the television.
On my phone all the time.
Yeah. I'd rather just scroll if I was on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So much dopamine.
So many more hits.
He loves the dope.
Show's too boring for me.
Yeah. If I can watch a show and have, like, I don't know.
GTA half-pipe racing.
GTA something.
Sitcoms maybe. In the future.
If I can, yeah. David Goggins or something.
They're
going to
change the resolution of TV shows just so that it can be, like, half of the screen. And then the other half is just some other.
It's going to be Subway Surfers.
Game.
Oh. Crazy.
They're really gonna do it. I saw it on the news.
Was it real news?
Yeah. No. It was the fake news. All BS.
No. Parker, you're funny. Let's do a drink. Let's do a drink draft.
Drinks giraffe.
You want to go first, Dr. Pepper.
We gotta
Dr. You guys, Pepper let's start zero. Pushing it.
We gotta get efficient.
Giraffe.
Dr. Pepper, sponsor us. Also, Red Bull, sponsor us.
You know what's awesome?
I feel like that's a little bit of a reach.
Aha got shut down.
Yeah, he's laughing now.
Yeah. We're laughing at you guys. You suck.
You didn't sponsor the Gas Boys?
No.
Makes sense.
Gone and under. That's going to happen literally every single time. So many times it's going to happen in the future where we have brand deals that fall through.
People want to endorse us and then they...
Guess who's not going to purchase back. Your product, Gas Boys listeners?
That, they're not. No.
Except for a solid majority.
We put them out of business.
Yeah.
And you're next if you don't sponsor us.
Yeah. You hear that?
Talking to you, Pfizer.
I will get vaccinated for this podcast.
And so will our listeners.
There's going to be a Gas Boys vaccine.
Yeah, get the gas vaccine.
The gas scene. Go.
Gavin.
What?
What do you want a giraffe?
Gas scene.
It's our Pfizer-sponsored product that all the listeners must get.
Gotcha.
All right, giraffe, go.
We're giraffing drinks?
Yeah.
Red Bull.
I pick sweet tea, the best drink of all time.
You can't just say sweet
tea. Really? I just said it, dude.
Gosh.
What do you mean I can't say it?
Drink sucks.
What are you going to pick?
Sweet tea isn't very good.
Oh, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Maybe. I might take it. Sweet tea is just sugar and water.
I love sweet tea.
Gosh, it's good, dude. It's too much
sugar. Everything is.
It's like so much more sugar than anything else.
Oh, it depends, really.
If it's good. It
depends on which.
It depends on how much sugar is in it. Like some places, it's way too much and it's gross. Other places, it's like... It's very tastefully done.
Really?
Like, wow, this is really
they do good work.
Made.
They do really good work at some places.
I really like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. Is that the best? Is that the best drink?
Chocolate milk.
Oh, dang it.
Shoot. I was in Red Bull on the brain.
Yeah.
Too much caffeine. Gavin's caffeine propaganda.
Chocolate milk. Snickin. I win.
You get another one.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we're doing our three. Top right. three.
Chocolate milk and... Orange juice. I love breakfast drinks.
And you ruined it. Orange juice always sucks.
Okay, no, let me chill.
I've never wanted
to. Diet Dr. Pepper.
I'll drink it and then I regret it 5 seconds later.
I'm so wrong. Sparkling water.
Just all of it?
Yeah. Is that allowed?
I don't know.
Because they're all literally the exact same.
Yeah,
I do hate to say it, but it is the truth.
Sparkling mineral water is some
mineral. Sparkling mineral water.
Like Topo Chico? You love Topo Chico.
Topo Chico, if I had to choose one, it would be Topo Chico.
Sparkling mineral water.
Yeah, but it's the same as everything else.
A little different.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is a little different.
No.
Less, more minerals in that one.
Chocolate milk, sparkling water.
Combination.
Yeah, I have to drink them together.
You have to combine all the drinks. That's a hidden rule of this game. At the end, all your drinks have to combine. And then
that could be good,
because
sparkling water doesn't taste like anything. Just be sparkling chocolate milk.
Watered down chocolate. Dude, they should carbonate chocolate milk.
Can you imagine how much fun?
That'd be so
no,
sick.
No, dude.
What are you going to pick? Almond milk?
Have you coffee.
Ever had... What do you say?
Coffee.
Sidebar. Have you ever had...
I got tea and coffee.
What?
Two of the biggest economic powerhouses of the global trade.
No, it's not.
Yeah, dude.
Tea, coffee, weapons.
The world runs on tea and coffee.
Really? Yeah. What kind of tea? You said sweet tea,
I said sweet tea.
Yeah, so hot tea.
What do you want, herbal tea? Go, have it. I don't care.
Don't want that.
I what got Red say, Bull Gavin? Right now.
Red Bull
you said
you
sidebar,
wings.
And then you didn't do a sidebar.
Oh, I was going to say, have you guys ever had the Aero chocolates?
Let me think.
No.
A-E-R-O. I think they're Canadian.
Yeah.
But, so they sound Canadian.
But that is what I would imagine carbonated chocolate milk would be like. It's got air bubbles in the chocolate.
I remember when Hershey's did that once.
Yeah.
People always try and do chocolate weird and different.
Just make it regular.
It's the same. It's been the same. Don't change it. Don't take it away, please.
You have Red Bull. What's your second?
My next one is going to be... just milk. A glass of milk.
Okay.
Not chocolate milk. Regular milk.
Regular white milk.
Regular white milk.
Do I go with my heart or do I go with Not my heart on this one.
Your heart has taken you so many terrible
places. It's going to take
places.
Me to a weird place if I follow it right now. I'm not going to follow it. No.
Dude, I think you need to follow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you got to follow so. It, Park.
I'm going to pick...
Follow your
what's
heart,
your heart
dude?
Say?
Follow your heart, dog.
No.
Yeah, what's dude. Your heart, dog,
guys,
say?
Guys, seriously, you do not want to know what's in my heart.
How about you reveal to us what's in your heart?
Why are you so quiet?
Don't worry about it, Kevin.
Seriously. Okay.
You guys ever had banana milk?
What? Is that thing that you had in Mexico?
No.
Where did
that
you
was
bring
a tapeworm.
Where'd you get that from? I remember you had
Six
banana
Flags.
Milk.
We were on the Six Flags trip. And
that's
we
where that
at a
was
gas
from?
Station.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, at that. Yeah, I remember.
It was like a farm gas station.
Was it good?
It was so good. But that's not what I'm going to pick. That's what my heart was telling me.
He wanted
to
see what our reaction was.
Oh, so good, Parker. You definitely.
Yeah.
People would really. Oh,
that was going to be mine. You can have it, I guess.
Sweet tea, coffee, and...
banana milk.
it's so hard. So many drinks. So many good ones. I like Gatorade.
Really? You traitor. You've been drinking Powerade Zero?
It's just cheaper, Gavin. It tastes fine. I just want the electrolytes.
It's the leading...
It's give me it. Some Gatorade Zero.
Okay. That's respectable. Let me get ice water.
Ooh. Ice water? Or ice just water. Regular water?
Yeah, let me have warm water.
Man, something about ice in my water. I'll take ice when I have a straw, but if I don't have a straw, I don't want ice.
I love drinking water in the ice and not with a straw, and the ice just tickles your lips.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice little, like, cold experience, really.
Yeah, it's super refreshing.
Okay. Okay, bro.
Oh, you were supposed to pick two.
Oh, thanks.
Go ahead, Gavin. So but you weren't going to pick Gatorade Zero.
You
or
weren't
going to
pick
water.
Banana pudding or whatever?
No. Banana milk is not going to be. Actually, I'll take it.
Hannah sent me a reel the other day about banana milk.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, you're on banana milk Instagram too?
No, she is for some reason, Gavin. You might want to have a talk with her.
I don't even know what.
Red Bull and milk. You don't know what else there is?
What other drinks are there? I'm a big drink guy. I like to try new drinks.
Tall drink
so.
Of water, Gavin.
This is insane. No.
Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
Okay.
I revoke my ice water. I went on a turn anyway, so it didn't even count.
Yeah, it does count. You freak. You just bought ice water. You have to keep it.
You've got two waters. Okay, next on my list, if I could add another one, it's
honorable mention is what?
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that was in my head.
It's kind of two, but it's one.
Iced tea lemonade mix.
Yeah, it's delicious, dude.
I was going to pick lemonade just so I could have the combo, but I don't really like lemonade that much.
I don't really like sweet tea.
Oh, I love lemonade.
Do not get Gavin started on lemonade.
Newman's? You ever had Newman's lemonade? I was on a big lemonade kick for a while.
Yeah. Hmm.
Big time.
That's fun.
Hear my ankle pop there?
I did. Do you guys want to do our three wise men?
Yeah, let's do that thing.
All right.
We have... next time for the draft, let me write some stuff down beforehand.
No, that defeats the purpose.
I need to think about it
for
real.
No, you need
real.
To be quick on your dang feet.
Dr. Pepper? Really? When it comes to life or death and you have to drink one of these forever?
Yeah. You should be able to think.
You want
to
go off of your gut?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so hungry right now.
You guys want to start with... We got a very long one that wasn't able to fit in the submission box. Do you want to
Yeah, let's start it off hot. I'll read it.
Yeah.
Very good eyes.
No way. You can read that?
All right. I met this guy from Colombia. Isn't that how?
Yeah.
Colombia.
The other day. He's genuine. He's smart. And he has a traditional worldview.
Hmm.
As I do. As do I, is what it should be.
Also, this is anonymous.
Anonymous. We talked for about 45 minutes. He complimented my eyes. This is a woman sending this in.
Yeah.
There was blushing and giggling that followed.
Oh my gosh.
You do not get to know if it was me or not.
Okay.
Anyway, I asked him if he had a girlfriend. He told me he didn't and he wasn't looking. I said, great, me neither. We can just not look together. Oh, that's actually
we
hard.
Can just not look together.
That's yeah, let's just smooth. Not look. That's like, she doesn't have to know.
Yeah, we don't even have to look.
Yeah.
We'll just be together.
We can not look together. He smiled and laughed and asked for my number.
Dang.
W Riz. on your part.
She has the Colombian Riz.
Yeah, dang. Yeah. No. Oh. Riz. Yeah.
It was great.
Her Riz is valid in Colombia.
That was yesterday, and I know I said I didn't want a relationship. That's right, I don't. Parentheses, in parentheses, I do.
She wants a relationship.
I love the parentheses. This is
big
like
parentheses.
This would be like if Parker was texting me and Christian.
Yeah,
his life.
I was giggling and blushing.
I can tell you who it was. Parentheses. It was me.
I'm constantly my giggling question, and blushing.
Was he interested? Could you grant me wise man wisdom on becoming his friend? A PowerPoint of this would be appreciated. I ain't doing all that. And not forcing anything or fumbling the bag. Thank you. Don't fumble the bag.
Man, this person. They really know their terms.
Also anonymous. Thanks. Thank you. Beep for sending this in.
What do you think?
I didn't even read the number.
I think well, he asked for your number.
Yeah, he was interested. He asked for your number. He's from Colombia.
They're very forward when they're foreign, though.
Colombians?
Yeah, Colombians.
Yeah, they only know like enough words to be. You can't be dance.
Friendly. You just gotta be thinks, weary.
He just thinks you have to be weary.
What do you mean, be weary?
Or be wary.
No, why is that? Weary. Yeah, then
that's weary. Two different words, right? Weary tired. Is like all like,
yeah, oh, that's so what I'm saying.
Be wary is like, no,
I know,
be aware.
I know, I'm saying you need to be I'm weary.
No, just take a nap.
Yeah,
take sleep a nap, on you wake it. Up, figure it out.
And then he had a girlfriend, wary. Told me he didn't and then wasn't looking.
The complimenting eyes, that's
are you saying good. He's from Colombia, as in he just came to visit for the day and then he's gone?
Yeah, but we don't understand Colombian culture. Maybe they're supposed to just say nice eyes when they meet them.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think you need to do a study on Colombians.
Asked for number.
Yeah.
Good sign.
That was a good sign.
He said he's not looking for a girlfriend. Bad sign. Bad sign, probably.
I'm not looking for a girlfriend, but do you want my number?
Yeah. Let's see. Did he give her? What did it say? Asked for my number. So he has her number. He'll text if he's interested. He doesn't text. He's not interested. He texts. He's definitely interested. That's the only way you know.
Yeah. But just don't let him lead you on and say, oh, I'm not looking for anything, but be my whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Don't just be the.
Don't just be the whatever.
Yeah.
Be these the are more than
the
whatever.
You're either the girlfriend or the not the friend, really.
Yeah. More like the.
Or just be a friend.
I just don't think that that's really productive. From Colombia. I wonder if he lives in Colombia and he's visiting.
I wonder
or
if this
if
is a,
just
like
moved.
A foreign student. That's this what might I'm be saying. College.
College age, potentially.
We need some more information. But yeah. That's our insight of the.
Yeah, he's definitely interested.
He's interested. If he texts, if he doesn't text, then he just wanted you to go away.
That is. Yeah. But you could very easily just be like, all right, and then be done and then not. Give the phone number.
Yeah, that's true. And I can't imagine he's not interested. But
maybe he's just from Colombia and he's like, wow, one person that I had a positive interaction with.
Phone number. No.
Let's be friends. But come on, when it's a dude and a chick.
We know. We know.
We know what happens there.
Because this is... We got to sing the intro.
Oh, the intro.
We didn't do that this time.
Yeah, let's all do it. It's like,
yeah, come on, guys. Seriously. One, two, three.
This guy's good.
He's good. Fast. He's on top of it.
I'm learning.
Good. All right, let's go. Next one. We also do have a verbal one.
Oh, let's hear the verbal.
Oh, yeah, let's listen to it.
Verbal? All right.
Hi, guys. This is me.
It's just me and a girl voice.
All of these responses. There's Parker from his burner accounts. Hey, Parker, that's definitely Parker.
Official Gas Boys present, Sophie coming at you from Michigan. Big fan of the pod, heard about it through Ghost Runners. Listen to every episode at least once.
Other episodes.
And, you know, you guys just always make me laugh without fail. My question for y'all is, how do I up my humor game? I tell a decent amount of zingers on a daily basis, but I want to do better. Thoughts? Well, go Michigan. Peace out.
Yeah!
From Michigan. I heard from Machine.
I love
first.
That voice memo.
Sophie from Michigan.
I love that voice
not
memo.
Even close.
From
to
Michigan,
the name.
Go blue.
That's all he has to say.
I love Wolverines.
Big Wolverine
big
guy.
Big Wolverine guy. I don't like Michigan State.
No. Hey, Ohio the Spartans.
State. I have multiple reasons for not liking Ohio State now. I didn't like them before just because Michigan. Now they're kind of like the Ducks rivals.
They also beat the Ducks in the Natty that one year, 2014.
Yeah. Terrible. Really terrible.
Never been the same.
Couple of good things. Decent amount of zingers daily. If you're trying to be funny, you need to incorporate a couple of zingers per day.
And when you have a decent amount, turn that into an incredible amount.
Incredible amount of zingers.
That's really all you can do.
I mean, all you got is zingers, really.
You got to increase the zingers.
That's all anybody has.
Increase the situational awareness.
My, that's yeah, where my you're advice get your is just from. You look at things and then you say them.
Yeah.
look at what's happening and then just be like, oh, this is an observation. And then everyone was like, oh my gosh, I was thinking that. I just didn't say it. I didn't even know I was thinking that, but I totally was. And then they laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And then you become best friends.
Have you been thinking this thing about Parker, Christian, and I? We just haven't said it yet.
What?
See Parker's haircut. His new one.
New haircut from Parker.
Parker, yeah. Right? What did you pay for that?
Half of it. I didn't have enough money for the back.
Just a quick zinger there, example. Yeah. Just a quick example about zingers.
So that, yeah, classic example of a zinger.
Yeah. But you get it. You do them.
She's got them all down, day, though, it sounds like. She's got the zingers.
Just increase
down.
The number.
Yeah, and just look around and.
And just use your environment.
Say what's around you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Sophie.
Not the name, once again.
Yes, it was.
No, it really wasn't.
Not at all.
Play it. She says her name in the beginning.
Yeah, but the profile.
Yeah, the profile is not it. Listen to what she says.
I also thought Michigan was machine.
Play it. I'm serious.
Why would it be
I swear
from...
it was Sophie.
Play it. I'm serious. Play...
you.
What are you doing? Back.
I'm finding the file.
I don't really know what he's doing.
Hey, Parker, Christian, Gavin. What's up, boys? Your official Gas Boys present, Sophie coming at you from Machine.
Okay, Sophie coming at you from Machine.
No, I didn't hear Machine. I heard Michigan. And I did kind of hear Sophie. But wouldn't it make sense if it was Zoe?
I guess
and
she's the
just
president now.
Pronounces it kind of Effie. Zophie. Zoe.
Gas Boys present, Sophie coming at you from Machine.
That's Sophie.
Pretty unmistakably Sophie.
That is really Sophie, and it's really Machine, if you guys think about it.
I
besides, never heard the, take away the context clues, and
I
she
did
says
not
Machine.
Hear, no.
I never heard
play
Machine.
It from just Machine.
Michigan.
I hear three syllables.
Michigan. Parker.
Machine.
Parker's an idiot.
Not funny, Gavin.
You just clapped while saying that you didn't count the syllables at all. Parker's an idiot.
Parker is a idiot.
Very good.
Got a seal over here. Monkey learned how to clap. What's your midnight snack of choice? Oh. How do you do your grilled cheese?
Seems why are you like just a, reading all of them?
That's the one.
That's one question.
One question.
Gosh, dude. It's
a bit of a leading question, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's not going to be grilled cheese. It's not going to be
your
my
favorite
answer.
Midnight snack. Also, how do you like your grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Grilled cheese.
By the way, how do you like your cinnamon toast crunch? Yeah. Cinnamon toast crunch is probably my answer. Any kind of cereal, I'll indulge in whatever we got. Usually it's cinnamon toast crunch. I have
cereal is by far the best.
Yeah, oh. I don't think it gets better than that.
Reese's Puffs.
Get some Reese's Puffs, some chocolate milk, chocolate syrup.
I've
Cocoa
tried that
Puffs,
once.
Chocolate milk. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It'll never be the same.
Let it sit for a while. I call it brown sludge. Nothing
my
like
go-to
midnight brown sludge.
Snack is brown sludge.
yeah, any kind of cereal. Right now we got cinnamon toast crunch around the house. That's what been my go-to. But yeah, cereal. Cereal
what?
Milk. What?
That's been your go-to?
Yeah, recently.
You've been eating cinnamon toast crunch?
I mean, when I do.
When we're not doing no sugar.
You what?
When we're not, I'm saying you, that's my go-to usually when it is my go-to.
You said we've been, it's in the house and I've been having it.
I don't think it can be anything but cereal. It's so
easy
to make.
Let me give you a play-by-play of how I do my grilled cheese. Ready?
I dip it in the ketchup and I eat it.
Dip in the ketchup, put it on the pan. You want to fry it in ketchup. Fill up a frying pan with ketchup and heat it.
Yeah.
Until it's boiling.
Grilled cheese is the best on sourdough bread. White bread will do.
Okay, yeah. Sourdough bread.
Whole wheat.
No, dude. Not that good.
Dave's killer bread. Got Gavin over here. Extra nuts and seeds.
I like my grilled cheese with extra nuts and seeds.
With raw goat cheese. sourdough bread. Butter on the outside. Cheese in the middle.
Yep. How classic. Much cheese? You slice it?
A good amount of cheese. I do crumble.
Thick?
I do
I've gotten it down to a science.
Sprinkle cheese. But here's what you want to do if you want to get really wicked. You sprinkle some cheese on the outside of the grilled cheese. gives it a crust, crispy cheese crust on the outside, gooey cheese inside. You take a bite, it just peels apart, and it's crunchy on the outside because that hardened cheese. Mm-hmm. Something to think about.
But the butter on the outside also gives a nice little
I said that already. I said butter on the outside, cheese on the inside.
The cheese just... Yeah, this is what I do. I take the bread. It's usually like Mrs. Baird's white bread. Hmm. Put that on the cutting board. Butter, one side. Butter, the other piece. Garlic salt. Put a little bit of that on top of the butter.
Think about that.
Put one side down. Get a third of a cup of shredded Mexican-style five-cheese blend. Mm. Put that on there. Put the other slice on there. Let it cook a little bit. Do not let it get too hot. If it gets too hot, it burns the outside. It doesn't melt the cheese effectively. Flip it, you know. Wait till it's nice and golden.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin, you agree?
I love hearing you guys explain this simplest thing.
Someone asked, Gavin, how do you do your
Somehow
cheese?
Gavin make it got it wrong, too. There's three ingredients. So Gavin got one of them wrong.
You guys make it so complicated.
How do you, what do you do, Gavin?
Find your nearest loaf of whole
I
grain
do the
bread.
Same thing. Everybody makes grilled cheese the same
no,
way.
No, they don't. How do you cut it? Triangle or rectangle?
Triangle.
Rectangle.
Oh, freak show.
I don't cut it.
Whoa.
You tear that
he tears
thing.
That thing.
I tear it, bro.
That is
he tears
you
it
animal, dude.
I don't eat grilled cheese very often anymore. I got to get back on that.
Yeah.
Not much nutritional value, really.
No.
Sometimes I'll throw in a couple pieces of lunch meat on a grilled cheese.
Throw some ham on there. Man, that's
feeling
good.
Wicked.
Warm ham and cheese.
If you were an animal, what would it be? Not furry.
Parentheses, not furry.
Thank you, Ryland.
It can't be a furry animal.
That's a very furry
like
thing
like
to say, Ryland. I'm not convinced.
Probably is.
If you had to dress up as an animal, what would it be? Guys, seriously, I'm not a furry.
I'm not a furry.
Just curious.
I just read it as like, you're not a furry, or, but it is funny thinking that he's trying to
convince us that he's not a furry. Also, it might be when he says parentheses not furry, maybe he's saying we can't choose a furry animal.
Yeah,
naked roll mat.
Also,
huh? What did you say? A naked roll mat?
Naked roll mat. I'll
a
choose.
Naked mole rat.
If you were an animal, what would it be? A
dude, it would be fun
gorilla.
To be like a lion or a bear or something.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're a lion.
Gorillas.
Said it would be fun to be one.
I don't think are gorillas getting hunted?
I'm like a deer or something.
I don't think gorillas are getting hunted.
Then I'd be a gorilla.
Probably
King Kong.
Yeah, monkeys seem like they're having fun.
I hate them, dude.
Imagine you got turned into an animal and you had to be a monkey. That'd be hilarious.
That'd be okay. They're the most human-like. That's why I hate them. They have all
true.
The bad characteristics of humans and none of the morals.
Dirty, hairy, mean.
No morals,
thumbs.
Though.
Yeah, no morals.
They're just going to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they please.
And if you get in their way, they're going to rip your face off.
Yep.
Nice to think probably about. Some kind of cat. I always think
that'd
of myself as a leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you Yeah, you.
I'd
seem
be
like
a wolf,
leopard.
Probably. That's kind of what I am now. I'd just be a lone wolf.
I'm already pretty alpha, so I think I'll fit right in with
I
the
pack.
I think
I'd fit right in. I might have to take down the existing alpha, but nothing I'm not used to.
Would you like to be a snake?
No.
What about one of those massive pythons?
No, dude. It'd be so boring.
It'd be, so slow.
Oh, some kind of bird would be fun.
Oh, yeah, you can fly.
Eagle.
I want to be a bird.
Yep, eagle.
Bald eagle.
Bald eagle.
Kind of cool. That was kind of loud.
That was loud.
What's the other question?
Oh, draft drinks? We did it already.
What are some goals I should shoot for in the gym?
Fun or serious?
Fun or serious?
Get one calf muscle 3 times larger than the other calf muscle.
Just single out one side?
Yeah.
Yes. Do
yourself
like
really
for
balance.
Your split, 6 months right side, 6 months left side of your body.
That would be insane. I wonder if it would, if your body would allow that to happen. I think it would.
If your body would allow that to happen?
No, just like someone's body.
I wouldn't allow... I think, I mean, what are you talking about?
You're so committed to the gym, but
you're
just, like,
you do curls, you do it with your right arm.
Right arm.
You
only.
Do like leg extension.
Single leg squats.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like a pistol squat.
That would be sick. How do you get the glutes with just one?
You have just one glute. Really big butt.
Do you want to demonstrate, Gavin? Uh
huh.
How would you get just, how would you single out one glute?
How to do a one leg squat?
Pistols. Lunges with
it.
Only one leg.
Yeah, just.
You could do like a leg extensions. Like the machine, just with one leg on there.
That little thrusty machine.
Yeah,
in the
I
gym.
Do, yeah.
Oh. Keep the left leg up and just right leg only.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be easy, really. shoulder press, one leg, bench press. Bench press, like, hitting chest would be kind of hard.
That'd be so funny.
Bench press, no, you just do, like, dumbbell press.
Single dumbbell bench.
Yeah. You could do it. Yeah, do one side for 6 months, one side for 6 months.
And then just compare.
Then next year do legs for 6 months and then upper body for 6 months.
Just split it all up.
Yeah.
Maybe do just like some weird
or yeah.
muscles. Do like some neck, some wrist, some ankle.
Only neck.
Only neck. Go a month of just neck exercises.
Neck month.
Yeah, we call it neck month around here. This one.
Why do men leave new toilet paper rolls on the counter instead of putting them on? That's not men, Maddie. People are heathens. All right.
That's Neanderthals.
Talk about just Neanderthals, men and women. And these men, I know Parker doesn't do it. I can't speak for Christian because I've never lived with him.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Christian, are you a...
Are you a Neanderthal?
I don't think that I am. I don't think of myself as one.
Also, who puts the roll facing the wrong way?
Yeah, that's people more of a big deal when it's like coming from underneath.
Yeah, versus bro, over top. I didn't think people like that existed.
Yeah, people do.
Where they come from underneath. It's like, obviously that's so much worse.
Yeah. My own grandmother.
My wife.
What?
No way.
They just don't pay attention to it.
What? No, I've never once gone into the bathroom and be like, I'm so glad it's coming from underneath.
Yeah.
And I've gone in there so many times that it is coming from underneath.
I've told her.
Every single time I'm like, oh, someone made a mistake and this is an accident.
Yeah. This could not have been on purpose. Yeah. They were either drunk or high.
She just never noticed it. And I told her and now she does it the right way.
Oh, good.
It is such a difference. I'll be spinning that thing the right way for like 10 minutes before I realize I'm like, where's the end?
Toilet paper?
Get me out of here.
I need to wipe.
Get me out of here.
I need to wipe. Please.
Yeah, I rolled the other way like an idiot. Yeah, dude, people at work be doing that.
Use the rest of it and then just like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
Don't put it back on there.
What do you think about putting the toilet seat up?
I think that's just your husband, Maddie. I think it's just Noah that does that.
Put it down. Mm-hmm. Always put like the lid. Close the lid.
Yep.
Every time. Because then if something falls that way, it's not going in the water. Yep. Also, just when you flush it, I don't know if it's like spraying water up at me.
Yeah.
Nasty poo poo pee pee water.
You just peed into the.
I just peed into it.
Yeah,
and I don't want it to get up in there.
Yeah, he put it in there. He doesn't want it coming back.
No,
out.
I put it there for a reason. I don't want it up in the atmosphere.
Yeah,
close that. Then it's trapped. It can only go down.
Yeah, that's what a toilet's for.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Close it every time. Yeah, I don't get like, oh, guys, leave the toilet seat up.
No.
Okay, we put it up. We pee and then we just leave it up and then you go to use it, you put it down.
Yeah, one movement. Yeah.
Each person's doing one thing. It's not
do
like
you want us to leave it down?
And
so
I've never gone into the bathroom and been like, oh, I have to move the toilet seat right now.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
This
the lid
is the worst.
Closed.
My life sucks never because the toilet about seat's down.
Yeah.
Just, I'm sick of the toilet seat conversation. Just move it to wherever you need it to be moved and then put it however you want it to be. Mm-hmm.
Don't whine about
Don't
it.
Don't cry about
if
it.
If you're
going to
make
move
any...
it,
rule about it, just that you always close it when you're done.
Rules schmules.
Rules
schmules. The only rules that are going to be in my household are have fun.
And also there are no rules.
Yeah, have fun and there are no rules. And then the first rule again.
And also don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I know it's shallow, but does a guy ever get the ick?
Mm. What is that?
Now, the ick is like, if I see someone doing something unattractive, then it's just I'll be like, oh, man, that's a bummer.
I remember when the ick was a big
feel
deal.
Bad for this person.
And it's never something like unorthodox or weird. It's just like, oh, what you're doing right now is...
icky.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's more cringe than
but it's never stuff that's just like harmless that it's like, oh, it doesn't really matter, but they just look weird while they're doing it.
What would be something
yeah, the way
that
it's
would...
used is like very... shallow stuff like oh he's jumping on the trampoline weird oh I can't yeah. if that breaks your relationship it was not a good relationship to begin
look
with.
Look how he's jumping on the trampoline right now. Ick, I'm out.
Yeah, have you seen the way like the camera goes underwater is the dude treading water in his legs.
The way he treads water is
I kind of got the ick from that one. That one kind of made sense.
That'd be funny. Oh, you transition and you put like a dog in the water and it's a dog's legs and you're like oh my gosh.
Such an ick.
Also, this is the same person that the big long came from.
Mm-hmm.
So just the big long paragraph.
Oh,
big long question. Yeah, just watch out for any Colombian icks.
Yeah.
Let us know if there are any. Be weary out there.
Be weary. Be weary.
All right. If you were being executed, what would be your last meal? Probably a knife in my throat.
Oh,
probably.
My gosh. You guys.
Throat knife.
I just remembered.
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't believe you.
Lee's Mongolian Grill. I had forgotten about it. That would be my last meal.
Seriously?
I haven't thought about that food in a long time.
Must not have been that good.
It's so delicious. No, it's because it's not here, Parker. It's only in Oregon. Mm. Oh my gosh, Lee's Mongolian Grill. They got a new building and everything.
Dude, good for them.
JJ and I used to go there pretty often, and we'd have to run into town and go to Wilco to get feed or some
fence supply. What was the one by Winco in Springfield? Was that the same thing?
Yeah.
Just different brand? Different restaurant?
It's the same thing. It's right next to Wilco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, duh. Yeah.
I don't even know what Mongolian food is.
Dude, we got to go sometime.
It's like Chinese, but
let's go back
better.
To Oregon. Mm-hmm. We'll go back to Oregon and we'll go there. They got a cool new building. Hopefully, they're still open. They were barely scraping by.
No way.
Yeah, I thought they just got a new building.
Yeah, they got moved now probably because rent was so expensive. Because they put in a mod pizza where they used to be.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I remember that was coming in when we were leaving. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Chipotle, double chicken bowl.
I don't know. Dude, have you had their barbacoa?
No. Barbacoa like brisket, right?
It's like shredded beef something. I don't know if it's brisket. Hey,
we call that brisket.
I don't know. It's very good, very flavorful.
Haley loves it.
It was really good.
She always says it crazy, too.
Brisket is just
she's like,
beef.
If I'm ordering something, she's like, oh, can you get me a barbacoa?
Barbacoa?
A barbacoa?
Yeah.
I'm just like, you can say it to him. I don't want to try.
I'm not going to. I'm going to mess it up.
I'm going to say barbacoa.
Can I have a barbacoa bowl,
one
please?
Barbacoa.
And can I get some queso blanco?
Yeah, some what is that?
Queso?
Queso. Can I get some of that? Barbacoa? Barbacoa?
I don't know what I'd pick. It would depend on my mood, really.
Yeah. It depends on what I'm feeling. Changing. What I'm craving.
Yeah, probably life and just to not be executed. But if I had to eat food, I don't know.
Lee's Mongolian Grill.
Hawaiian time. Yeah, you
with
always...
With Lee's spicy sauce.
No, you are never going to be in the mood to, like, really think about what's going to be your favorite food right now.
Here, let me just say this.
You don't have to say,
I'm making
this before you
an
say
escape
something.
Plan. I'm not thinking about food.
Prisoners?
Yeah, I'll have the keys
people
to
going
these
to jail.
Handcuffs for food.
Yep,
people
they
going
do.
To jail always ask for McDonald's. Most of the time before they go into jail. What do you want? Like, if cops are picking them up and taking them a long distance back to this prison or whatever.
That is kind of nice.
I've listened to a lot of podcasts where cops would say, like, yeah, when we stopped, usually they, if we're getting a meal for them, they want McDonald's. It's always McDonald's.
Well, they're not going to request, like, Cheesecake Factory or something.
Yeah, they don't want to be your burden.
Obviously. No. But it's always McDonald's. Hmm. It's just, there's something comforting about it.
Because it's going to be... It's everywhere, and it's just...
It's like maybe this will kill me.
Yeah,
because
the prisoner's thinking about convenience for the police.
Well, they're thinking about what am I most likely to get, because if I just say something that's nowhere near here, like, all right, sorry.
Can we get Texas Roadhouse? Can you imagine just sitting down at a restaurant?
Texas Roadhouse sucks.
Yeah, I don't like that place
that
much.
Texas Roadhouse sucks. I will not get food from there again unless I'm only eating
rolls. Okay, you got a burger, dude. Burger was
I've had their steak. It's terrible. I had... Chicken fried steak.
Your steak's
also
fine,
terrible.
Dude. Chicken fried steak is just ground beef.
No, it's not. It's a steak that's fried, like a chicken.
No.
Yes.
Chicken fried steak is like ground up.
No,
beef.
It's not.
I don't think that's the case.
What the flip?
You're thinking of the roadkill. You're thinking of the roadkill.
That has chicken fried steak in it.
No, it doesn't. That has ground beef in it, you freak. What are you talking about?
Chicken fried steak is a steak that's covered with the same... Yeah, look at that, you dingus.
That's literally ground beef, bro.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a steak. You take any steak and grind it up, and it's ground beef.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, but it's not ground up.
It's not. It's a steak.
I don't know.
Meatloaf is ground beef, pretty much.
Seems kind of fishy. It's not fish.
Bro, Parker. Meatloaf is such a funny name for a food.
What should we do with this? It's bread and meat put together.
We have fish loaf. Meatloaf.
Can I have chicken loaf for
dinner,
please?
Let's take this ground beef and throw it in a bread pan.
Yeah, that is kind of gross. All right.
No, it's actually pretty good, honestly.
If a deaf person, we're going to combine these two songs, these two questions probably. If a deaf person could hear for 2 minutes, what song would you play for them? Also, the best Kanye song is a
question. If a deaf person could hear for 2 minutes?
Yeah. I'm playing Silence.
2 minutes is not long enough for a song, okay?
Yeah. If they could listen, we're going to modify the question a little bit. If they could hear for the duration of one song, what song is it?
Oh, whatever the longest song ever is.
Donda Chant.
Donda.
That would suck. Like, all right, you can hear this is music.
Yeah, gosh, turn my ears back off.
Donda. Donda.
What's the best Kanye song?
I don't. That is impossible.
That's impossible.
I wouldn't
really
play a Kanye West song.
I would
song.
Not play a Kanye song.
I would play.
Let's say the different.
Maybe like a beautiful like soundtrack song. Because if they haven't heard anything, a bunch of words is going to mean nothing to them.
Oh yeah.
A deaf person that can't hear anything before. They need.
They need a nice.
Can read.
Oh, something from the Interstellar soundtrack, probably.
I was thinking that, or like La La Land.
Probably like, yeah, beautiful. Probably Cornfield Chase from Interstellar, because it's like sounds like music will make sense to someone that hasn't heard before, but a bunch of words isn't going to mean anything.
Or something from
if,
Oppenheimer.
Like, the most beautiful part of a song is the words. Deaf person won't really be able to.
I have no idea.
The explosion from Oppenheimer.
The explosion.
Yeah.
Can you remember? Oh yeah. With a lot of bass. Yeah.
Probably recognize that though, because you can like feel some sounds.
That's
like,
true.
Oh, I know what this feels like, and now I can hear what it sounds like. That'd
I
be kind of fun.
What
actually,
I would choose. It's impossible.
It is really.
You have to know the personality of the person.
Yeah. Like, what do they like?
What do you like? I bet you would like John Mayer.
That's. Yeah, everyone likes John Mayer.
Everyone does. No one's ever complained about
John
him.
John Mayer's 47 or 46.
Good for him.
You can pretty much play John Mayer in any circumstance, any social setting.
Yeah.
And never, it's never going to be, you know, no one's going to get mad.
Brown.
No. It's usually what it sounds like.
Yeah. Brown. What's the best Kanye song?
Objectively. I don't know.
Selah.
So many. No.
I think it's Selah.
I can't.
No, it's
this
one. Selah. Oh, I think it's Selah.
Waves has always been one of my favorites.
Waves? Which one's that? I don't even know what
You'd
that
recognize
one is.
It. It's Life of Pablo.
Life at a party.
I miss the old Kanye.
That one's probably good. Anything from the Graduation album, really. It's probably one of the best.
I love that one that he does with.
Good morning.
You love the glory. Good morning is good. I wonder. Homecoming is
Good
fantastic.
I wonder. Mine would probably
All clean,
be,
obviously.
Mine would probably be Homecoming, dude. I love that song. Runaway is also a classic.
I wonder if I could see what my top Kanye song ever is.
I need
Mine's
you.
Mine's probably
to
something from
Donda.
Right back to me. I don't know if my laptop is signed into that right Apple ID.
I need you to run right back to me. Baby. I need you to right back to me. I don't know. Too many different genres. My favorite one right now is probably Homecoming.
More specifically.
Be honest. How much makeup do you use during the podcast? Gavin loads. Loads of makeup. Gavin, look at the camera right now. That is not natural. You might think it is.
You think
not
this beauty is natural? No, no way.
That can only come from a can. I don't know makeup.
What does that mean?
Make a can of makeup.
No, I know, Parker.
Yep.
Parker uses a decent amount of makeup, mostly eyeliner.
Oh, this is interesting. How does one measure the worth of a human being?
Ooh.
Worth as in
net worth.
What do you mean worth?
Like
I don't think you can measure it.
I think we're all worth the same.
I don't think you can measure it because
the biblical answer is that we're all worth the same.
Yeah.
And we're just measured by what the Lord says we are.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can really measure if you're like, oh, this person's life is more valuable than this person's, because you don't know who they're going to affect or, you know, all these things.
Mm-hmm. How do we do it? I don't know. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know. Also, you got to listen to Selah. That
I
is
have.
Like that song.
Gavin.
I don't think that's how you me. Pronounce it. I really don't.
Selah.
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 It's like in a psalm where it says
yeah.
Selah.
Selah. It says Selah.
My ESV says Selah, I think.
We'll listen to it after.
Yeah, we'll listen.
We'll listen to it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the song. I thought you were just, we're going to play the Bible app.
Yeah, Humanworth. Next.
Next, last question. How do I fully chase the bag boys?
That's actually, I didn't even think about that.
I don't know who the bag boys.
I don't know who the bag boys are, but I'm sure they do not want to be chased. So I'd just stop right now.
Fully chase the bag boys.
I saw this guy, this video of a guy in Dallas or maybe Fort Worth. Who are the guys that carry the money bags?
Dude, perfect. Oh.
What? No, the company that goes to banks and goes to
there's a lot of them.
Businesses.
Garda has one.
Yeah, one of them got robbed.
Like armored trucks.
And this guy made him take his pants off. But it's because his holster, his gun was in his belt loop were attached to his holster. I don't know why he didn't just take his gun, but he made him take his pants off.
That's funny.
It's not funny. He got robbed.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just
funny
like,
that he got his
hey, pants. You have to take your pants off.
Take him off. Take him off.
Robbed him of his pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you fully chase the bag? Don't chase the bag.
Don't do it fully.
What do you chase instead of the bag?
Everything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Chase.
Seriously. Follow the Lord.
And the bag money is mentioned so much in the Bible.
Oh, it's mentioned.
I don't know if
lot.
You're a Christian, whoever's asking this, but just so you know,
the Bible talks a lot about money, and money is biblical. Just figure out how to.
That's true. Figure out how to attain biblical money.
Yeah. attain money biblically.
Just remember that money is not God.
It's also not all about
God
money.
Is not money.
God is not money.
We do talk about
God is pretty money though, if you think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm. We do talk about chasing the bag.
He's
a lot.
So money. He doesn't even,
but he doesn't
know,
even
it,
know it.
But he does. That's how money he is.
What is that from?
The Office.
Talking about Ryan.
No, but oh yeah.
It's like Andy and Kevin talking about Ryan. And he can get any girl that he wants.
Oh, and they were talking with Jim and Jim was there.
Yeah. And then Jim's he asked like, Pam. And then Jim's like, I guess he can't get any girl he wants.
Yeah. Roasted. See you, Ryan.
All right.
You big fool.
That's the three wise men. That's us.
We're the wisest men in the valley.
Not even in the valley anymore.
On the plains.
Wisest men in the plains.
That's the plains of Texas have been on fire. You see that?
Dang it, Kevin.
Anyways.
Yeah, bring it up, dude.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everybody. Our state's
have fun
burning.
In Florida.
Christian's going to Florida. He's going to get eaten by a python.
Yeah, I'll bring back some souvenirs. Maybe some snake skin.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe some snake.
Gators.
Venom.
Maybe,
some
gators.
Maybe some snake venom.
Gator tooth.
Maybe a snake.
Snake venom. We all drink it on
the podcast.
The podcast. And see
live
who
taste
lasts
test.
The longest. Who's the last person awake has to call 9.
And they passed out while they were dialing.
Ring, ring, ring.
No.
Oh, God.
We're out. That would actually be hilarious. You should get some if you can. That's where Parker and Bryson got their chains. Or
ooh,
just
maybe I should get another
pawn
chains.
Shop.
I gotta get a watch. A silver watch.
Get in there.
Dude, I saw okay. I'm not actually I'm gonna keep this to myself.
Wow.
And then one day you'll just see me wearing it.
Rolex.
Dude, the Great Gatsby in the Great Gatsby. Gatsby is wearing this
Apple
silver
watch.
Apple
just like
watch
that.
Right there.
The silver watch. It's pretty sick.
I want a Seiko
just like it.
Seiko something something. Watch. I just like because I have a black one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a gold one. I just want black and silver. That's all I need. Gold watches. I don't really wear gold.
You got to get at least one though. You got to complete the.
You got to get a blue one. You got to get a leather band.
Yeah, dude. To complete, you got to get like
Christian,
leather.
You have a watch box.
Get like an emerald face, blue face, gray face, black face.
You gotta fill them.
Careful.
Yeah.
So.
I have a leather watch. I wore it to your
wedding.
Yeah,
I'm going to for real have a watch collection once I got it like that.
How do you get a new battery in there? Do you just have to go? Is there somebody?
You
got to
send him.
Watch
send him in. Get
mine's
a watch
like a Swiss something, so I got to send it all the way to Switzerland?
Yeah.
That's probably I'm not doing
there's
that.
A jewelry store that'll probably do it for you.
I wear this
oh,
enough.
Oh, gosh. What did Trump just post on Instagram? Donald Trump just posted that on Instagram. Him putting Snapchat filters.
You just learned about
filters. Just learned Snapchat
that's
filters.
Hilarious. That's
on State
TV.
Of the Union's happening
and
right
he's
now.
He's taking a video of his television, Joe Biden.
I wonder what the State of the Union is right now.
Not good.
It can't be good.
You shut the primaries.
He posted this. Joe Biden has a chihuahua.
Hold up to the camera. Let him see. Oh, and it says view more.
Press it again. Press it again.
Do it again.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Donald Trump just found Snapchat filters, and he's going brazy. Right.
2025.
Show the.
Weather major storms. That's funny.
We're going to buy America.
We already have.
Guys.
We're going to buy America.
My plan is we're going to buy America.
Louisiana Territory. You ever heard of it?
We're going to take it back. All right. See you guys.
Peace out.